Hey, Token CEO listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
But it's very rare to meet the person who doesn't just want to build their own brand.
Interesting.
Like, I'm always on the hunt for those people.
Cool.
I've met one.
Other than Dave?
Yes, not in this category, but I think there's one other person who's like him in that. A woman.
Do you want to tell us who that is?
Okay. I know.
Cool. Cool. Ooh, mystery.
This is the Token CEO podcast. It's Thursday, January 20. Oh, nope. It's Thursday, January 31st, the last day of January.
Tuesday.
Oh, fuck. All right, never mind. All right, start over again. We should actually keep all that because it's just a funny way to start.
I literally just whispered her, can you cut that part?
Yeah, 100%. Backing the truck up. It's Thursday. No, it's Tuesday. It says Thursday on the sheet. Oh, in my defense. In my defense, it does say Thursday on the sheet. It's Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. This is the Token CEO podcast. I'm Erica. I'm the host. This is episode 254. We are doing something different today, which is we have Francis Ellis, the one and only Francis Ellis, who did talk to me on Saturday, sent me a text. I now am observing people who just have their notifications paused all the time. Francis is one of the people who like, you get a text from Francis and then it's like, this person's paused their notifications. But anyways, Francis texts me in his fancy Montclair jacket from the dog park and was basically like, I'm living your dream. And I was like, you kind of are living my dream. But what we're doing today that's a little bit different is Francis is asking the questions and we do a Q&A. So that's our Q&A today. Francis was so good. I actually thought that was one of the best interviews we've had. And I really, really, really like Francis, contrary to the Inside Barstool clip, which was funny. I was like, shit, I've aged since I've been here. I looked so young and fresh back then. Anyways, so today's episode, Q&A with Francis.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequilacation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Okay, and now back to Francis.
So, yeah, I have some questions for you.
Oh, okay, Francis. How are we doing time-wise?
If you need to go, but I cannot.
Oh, great, let's go, Francis.
Stop me whenever you
want.
Okay,
great.
Erica.
Francis.
Penn Gaming is finishing their buyout of Barstool Sports.
Yes, they are. Very busy right now.
We are on the eve of that.
Yes.
What happens then?
To you or in
general?
To
you.
Oh, to me? Well, I have a boss now.
Right.
So it's like we get a boss.
Will you stay on?
Definitely. Yeah, nothing's going to change.
Interesting. Okay.
I mean, things will change, but I'm hopeful not much will change, and I feel very strongly about that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Because I don't do much gambling content.
That's okay. You shouldn't do gambling content. That would be a waste. And disingenuous. Probably not good.
Probably true.
And then you get yourself in trouble, and then I really have to yell at you.
You'd be bad at it. You'd get us in trouble. Yeah. Well said. I won't touch gambling content.
Yep. Don't
but
be doing that. Yes.
Let's say that.
Part two. Yes.
They said, okay, Erica, thank you. You've brought us all the way here.
See you later.
Bye. If you had to name a successor.
Ooh,
as CEO from within the company, who would that be?
Excellent question. Gaz.
I had a feeling.
Yep.
That was Gaz. Number one for me, too.
Yep. Gaz.
I don't know that there's anyone else. I mean, I guess Big Cat or
Gaz's
Kevin
head would explode, but.
Yeah.
Or Dave's head would explode, probably. But
that's great.
Gaz.
That's great. So, because then, you know, he's clearly incredibly valuable.
Gaz, hugely valuable.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Okay. Same scenario. You're off on your own. If you were to...
I'm kicked off the island.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
If you were to start your own company from scratch, startup, what would it be, knowing what you know now, everything?
I would, if I could do anything... Well, I have a lot of ideas. I'd have like a plant business. I'd have like all sorts of business. I have nothing to do with content. But I would go find... One, I'd either want to run Dave's businesses, so like help Dave, or I would find someone who I thought could do this in a different category.
Interesting. you feel very confident in this space.
I love content.
Yeah.
I think it's such a luxury that we work in this.
I agree. I just don't know that there is another Barstool.
There isn't.
I don't know what, there's no one even a competitor.
I think there's a couple things to it. One is that Barstool was started at the right time. Like you said it really well that like by the time you showed up, there's this audience, like that took 10 mm-hmm. years. And it wasn't 10 years of TikToks and Instagrams where nobody's paying fucking attention to anything. Right. Like there was less media. So Dave had to hire, and Big Cat and KFC and Fights and all those guys had a chance to build brand recognition in a way that you really can't right now. It's not that you can't. It's just so hard. There's so much fragmentation. And then two is that Dave wanted to build something bigger than himself. Mm-hmm. So one, the environment is harder. I still think you can do it. But it's very rare to meet the person who doesn't just want to build mm-hmm. their own brand.
Interesting.
That's the, like, I'm always on the hunt for those people.
Cool.
I've met one.
No, you have not met one?
I have met one.
You have met one?
Yeah.
Other than Dave?
Yes, not in this category, but I think there's one other person who's like him in that. A woman.
Do you want to tell us who that
no,
is?
Okay. I don't.
Cool. Ooh, mystery. Okay. Here's one that's fun.
Okay.
I presume that with the Penn buyout, mm-hmm. you are going to make some money. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite way to blow your money?
Oh, I'm a big into saving money right now.
Oh,
I'm
feeling. Come on,
I know.
Erica.
I know that's lame. The way we did our deal was that Penn was very smart. Penn wanted our incentives aligned to theirs, mm-hmm. so it's not like. Typically, when a founder or a founding team or a company gets bought, it's in cash. Mm-hmm. So it's like everybody runs off to the races. In this case, a lot of it's in Penn stock, mm-hmm. which is volatile,
yeah.
you know, where I'm like, that thing was at $4 and it was at $120. Now it's at $30. So I can blow money like nobody's fucking mm-hmm. business. Like, I love to spend money, but I'm actually, I feel like one of the things that I'm trying to mature myself into is we've worked so hard. I'm so tired from yeah. this last, like, I don't want to have to work like this forever. And so I'm like, I really want to like have the like savings so I can be like, fuck you. I don't want to work anymore.
Yeah.
Like that's, I'm obsessed with that.
Got it. Okay. That's
is that
very,
a still a shitty
it's a very
answer?
Mature take. I get excited when people spend their money stupidly.
Like cars.
And I was going to say like a vacation.
Yeah, no.
Or wine.
I am getting more into like I want to travel and I do like wine. But I also feel like I gave everything this last six, 7 years to this. And I'm like, all I want is my ability to be like, fuck you. I don't want to do this anymore. At some point in yeah. my life, I want to sail off into the sunset and have like 40 dogs. on a farm. I actually want to buy a farm. That's if you want to know what I would buy, mm-hmm. I'm going to buy a farm.
I like that. Little farmhouse chic.
And then I'm going to create like a brand around the farm. Oh, now, wow. if you're like really getting deep into the thing, I'm going to create a brand around the yeah. farm and make products.
Yeah, like honey. You
honey,
could become a beekeeper.
Or I'd make like sweaters and embroider cute shit on them. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. I have the whole brand done. I just need to find people. I have to find the farm.
Yep.
I'm going to have an all women farm.
Oh, cool.
So only women are going to work the farm.
Nice.
I'll do like an Airbnb and then like make and sell shit.
Wow. This is exciting. I feel like this has legs. very
when
cool.
I can't take any of this anymore, which will be in like 100 years,
yeah.
then that's what I'll go do.
Okay, keep you heard it here first on Token CEO. Erica's going to start a women's farming collective.
I think that's a good dogs, idea.
Sort of fun.
Sheep.
Yeah, homespun yeah. products.
Definitely homespun
that are
products.
Also chic.
Yeah.
Like chunky sweaters.
But then you can all, yeah, chunky sweaters. I'm done with turtleneck sweaters. I yeah. feel like you guys shamed the shit out of me at the company meeting. I'll never wear a turtleneck again.
Nice.
Which means my entire wardrobe is blown. I think of you every morning when you and Caroline, I go into my closet and I'm like, fuck, can't wear that.
I would never tell you. First of all, bean boots, close
I know,
to my
I
heart.
Feel like we're matched up on
I'm
the
from I'm from Freeport, Maine, yep. home of L.L. Bean. That's great, though. And okay. I want that for you. And I also just want to always encourage you, don't be afraid to spend some
okay,
stupid,
great.
Stupid money.
What's the last stupid thing you bought?
I bought a $2,700 Moncler coat.
Oh, I love Moncler.
Moncler is awesome.
Yeah, it's such a great brand.
Yeah.
It's kind of a shitty story. It's like private equity bought it and made it cool, but I still don't love care. It. Yeah, don't care. Still love it. What color?
Don't care.
With like the big logo. I love
oh, yeah.
Moncler
it's
jacket.
Really garish.
Yeah, so I love it too. It's yeah. such an asshole coat.
I'm going on just a 3-day ski trip over President's Weekend to Telluride, Colorado.
Oh, yeah. You're going to rock the shit out and of that we'll in a cowboy
be,
hat?
Yeah, we'll be sitting on a sun deck. 100% you know,
with a bougie like $25 drinking, cocktail.
Yeah, yep. Sancerre or something at yep. 2 p.m. I'm done yep. skiing and
yep.
I'll be wearing my après ski
coat. Oh, I love that. What color Moncler. Is it?
I'll show you a picture okay. of it. But it's like blue, red, and white with, you know, it's got a throwback to a 1960s sort of Ralph Lauren après ski vibe.
Oh, I love that. It's is really it Genius cool. collection or regular?
It's not. No, okay. yeah, I think it's.
I do like the Genius stuff.
That's good stuff,
that.
Too.
Like the artist collection is yeah. weird.
And then the Grenoble is their yeah. like ski line.
Is that what that too. Is? Okay.
I don't think it falls under that. It's more of like an everyday coat, but it definitely has après ski
that's
vibe.
A definitely great, stupid, bougie purchase. I love that. I've made that purchase.
You know how I paid for it?
How?
I have been winning a lot of money on following Stephen Chay's Trust the Data bets.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's been unbelievable.
Stop.
And I had...
That responsibly. This is how you
I did.
Get fired.
I did, but it was just the same unit size over and over.
Really?
On the Barstool Sportsbook. And I took the money from that to buy
Are
myself
Are you shitting
that
me right now?
No joke.
Stephen Chay's bets?
I'm telling you.
Dude.
He's really been on a roll.
That's great. He's good been for awesome. Stephen Chay.
He does a lot of research. He's very data-driven.
You know, he's very data-driven in this blog. I appreciate his diligence. That is someone actually, just all jokes aside on Stephen Chay. Stephen Chay was an account manager or ad ops.
I remember.
He worked in ad ops. Did not want to work in ad ops. Like presented to Dave 50 times, presented to me. I was like, no fucking way. And he kept at it.
Yeah.
He legitimately like kept at it. He in an admirable way.
Yeah.
Like he deserves to be in content. Like, he may not be great at it
right.
or he may be brilliant at it. I like kind of to your point, it remains to be seen, but he really fought for it.
Yeah. I like him a lot.
Same.
Okay. Couple more questions and you can yeah. stop me whenever. I want to ask you about power.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, Dave, at least if you believe his narrative, a lot of what he's done is to amass money. Mm-hmm. He wants to be rich, maybe someday buy a NFL team.
Okay.
Something like that. That's my impression, right?
Okay.
He's excited about buying houses in Miami and yeah. Montauk. The other currency in business mm-hmm. is power.
Mm-hmm.
You've been named to a number of very high mm-hmm. boards.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that you have amassed power.
Mm-hmm.
How did that feel? What does power do? The ability to move things, to influence things.
That's funny. I think people who spend time thinking about how much power they have are probably assholes and won't be in power that long, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Like, and the same thing with like the money thing with Dave. Like, you know what? Dave like had no money and debt and so much risk for so long that I'm like, Dave Portnoy should have every dollar he can possibly amass. Mm-hmm. Like, and he wants to flaunt it and show it and buy whatever. Like, I am so happy for that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the same thing, I don't know, on power, like I'm proud of like what we've created and what I've been able to do and in, you know, but really, I'm like, I just want to make things happen. So for me, it's not so much power, it's control.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I have the freedom to make what I want happen? Can I make the choices that I believe are right? Can I influence shit that I want to get done? Like, that drives me. I think I'm not good at most of the power things that people are good with. Like, I have this like women's mafia and they're always going to like, we're going to network with so-and-so or we're going to such-and-such. I hate that shit. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do any of it. I literally would rather like sit in my LL Bean boots here with you guys and be like, what can we cook up in here? So I don't know.
Well, I would argue you've jumped past the need to go to those meetings.
Yeah. I don't want to go to those meetings.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Also very relieving.
Oh, really?
Well, I would say that people who covet power, that's a troubling trait.
Yeah, I think people who covet power or who are obsessed with image or like, honestly, are like cutthroat are just kind of vapid. Like,
mm-hmm.
what I really love about what we have or what I've done here is like, it has such integrity. Like, mm-hmm. it's a real thing. And it can't be replicated because it changes so much and it can always be fixed and improved upon. Like, I'd rather spend my day busy with that and then go home and be with my family. Like that, like, I think there's people who are interested in that. And then I think there are people who are interested in like being seen and, you know,
yeah,
having a name out there. And, you know, hopefully our name and Barstool's name lasts so much longer because it has integrity.
Lovely. Okay. That's a great answer. And also, I almost want you to say,
you want me like, to have like a bad power. Answer. Yeah, I exactly. I know I'm disappointing.
Or
to
I want to buy this.
Yeah.
And you're
buy
just
a Moncler coat.
Yeah, you're a good person, unfortunately.
It is.
Okay. Quick one. Favorite board that you've ever served on?
Ooh. That's a tough one.
If you can't answer it and don't want to, no problem.
I feel like I want to guess.
What do you think it is?
Is it Quinn?
Oh, I do like Quinn. Do you know Quinn?
I don't.
Quinn is like audio erotica for women. It's awesome. Created by this woman named Carolyn Spiegel. And essentially, most porn is made for men it's video. And it's not romanticized. It's not storytelling. It's not nuanced. And so she's basically creating the Peloton erotica, essentially, but it's all audio and it's short form, which I think is brilliant.
I had a friend once who was in a relationship, and their kink would be that for foreplay, he would read fantasy sexual books.
Oh, that's
books
cute.
To her.
That's exactly what this is.
Yeah. Very good. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Big Cat is taking many people to Chicago.
Yes, he is.
Yet, in 2017, I think it was, the Chernin Group purchased a stake in Barstool under the pretense of consolidating people under one roof in New York City.
Okay.
The idea being we would create some kind of incubator
and
that bringing everyone together would have this sort of fantasy factory vibe. It definitely did. Do you worry that by so many people going off to Chicago, in some way we might be splintering the company?
So I have a lot of thoughts on it. One, it was the right thing to do. Like, I really do think it was also Dave's vision of, like, the Truman Show, where, like, the cameras were always on. And in early New York days, it was the best.
Oof.
That elevator door opened, the cameras were on, everybody was there. It was
scary.
Hot. It was scary.
It was scary.
But that was the vision, and it was exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So now we have like a functioning office. Like this morning, they had like a donut party for the Oscars, and I was like, wow, we are here. Like, and I'm getting like, I have BO. I'm like getting nervous about it. I think it's sad to not think of seeing Big Cat every day.
Mm-hmm.
And having that group here because they're such, you know, they're giants in the internet. And I think they're giants in this company. But this is another chance to make that funny factory and to start small-ish again to make something. And my real hope is actually not that everybody from New York or wherever goes to Chicago, but that we find new people in Chicago. Like that's my thing. It's like, that's what happened here is we didn't bring that many people. One, because I'm like not really sure Dave knew who worked here and like we didn't know who we needed. And then it was like there was everyone was on equal footing kind of coming into Barstool, which is what made it into something new. So like doing a Chicago Idol the way we did a Barstool Idol when you were discovered and came to New York, I think is a great thing. I don't think it's a good idea to just move people and then have people sitting around in Chicago. It's a fuck ton of money for me to do it. Like it's expensive. But I do think the idea of creating this, you know, the basketball court and the funny factory and the reality show of Chicago and sports betting is that will be great.
Yeah.
So and then I think it also frees up you and Kevin and Roan and super talented people here to be more about comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I actually, if we could take all this, we built this office for podcasting and I'm kind of like, podcasting is great, but it really is irrelevant. It's now about video. If we could take New York and make it comedy, it's Brianna, it's you, it's Caroline, it's obviously Kevin fights, like the giants in it already, Sass, Roan. If we could make so many more comedy brands, bring in new comedy talent, create new comedy shows, do comedy specials, if we could do that, transform New York into that, have Chicago be like sports and entertainment and weird sports, I think that's a great thing for our company. I don't think you can hold things back or down.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Great.
All right. Was that satisfactory?
That was great.
Okay.
Is it okay that I asked you
Definitely.
So many questions?
You're like, I want power. I'm spending money.
I have one more question for you, but I'm nervous to ask you
Okay.
it.
Okay. Well,
and
go
you
ahead.
Can you can say no
okay,
answer or
go
whatever.
Ahead.
You built your brand yep. as Erica Nardini.
Yes.
You are now returning to your family
my
name.
My roots. Yeah.
Has that been a challenge?
Nardini is a great last name. Like, that sucks. It has a good ring to it, but it isn't mine. And it's not mine anymore. So, you know, it's weird to change your name. But I don't really feel like it's changing my identity on it per se, my identity per se. It's a fucking pain in the ass to change your name. Did your wife change her name?
She hasn't.
Okay. Is she going to? Does that bum you out?
Not at all.
Okay.
My mom never did.
Okay.
And so I come from a family of that precedent. And therefore, I said, it's totally your call. And, you know, my wife's dad passed away a few years before we met.
Okay.
And I think that she's an only child. So
she wants to carry the name.
Yeah, there's a real reason.
That's a great reason to keep a name. I don't really care. Like, I'm like, it was a pain in the ass. It's weird to, like, you know, then you have, like, schizophrenia of, like, which name are you under when you have a restaurant or an Uber or your whatever, hotel room, whatever. But I also feel like it was great. It was a great name while I had it. And now it's not my name anymore. And that's fine.
Interesting.
What do you think? Maybe I'll have a new name.
Well, I can't imagine how hard it would be to let everybody know mm-hmm. in your world. Because mm-hmm. you've built a gigantic world. And you have a brand as Erica Nardini. How hard it would be to tell everyone.
I just haven't told anyone. I just changed it back, you know?
Right.
So, like, that's my thing. It's like, if I was really out in it for the brand, probably would do it differently. But, like, this will be the first time I ever talked about it. So, it's like, I don't really care. I'm like, whatever. Like, I know what I do every day.
Cool.
I think I'm good at it.
That's great.
People can call me bitch or Erica
oh, goodness.
Or whatever.
All right, bitch. Well, that's the interview. That'll be the only time I ever say that.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank you for having me.
That was great.
It was
a
pleasure.
That good, you guys? All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you to Francis. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you back here on Thursday.